Business owners like you should have a strategy that empowers your team, giving you time to focus on what matters most.
And we understand the challenges of leading and building a high-achieving team, which is why we created Babylon, a system that helps businesses increase revenue, build a healthy culture, and create accountability throughout the organization.
Babylon.
Episode 20.
20.
Mm-hmm. We don't know how to say that in Spanish.
No, it says 20 in English.
I think it's 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think venti is close, but that's a drink, a Starbucks drink.
Yeah, if it was 20 in Spanish, it's now large in Starbucks.
Yeah. Well, either way, it's large. 20 is a big number.
20 is a very big number. Excited for that.
Pumped.
Yeah.
20 on, 20 so far, and we got another 2,000 to go, right?
Yeah, that number... The variance of that number is tremendous. that's not a good average for
you. Might be on purpose.
Yeah, I think your batting average in college is better than your batting average in number of podcasts.
2,000 more.
Well, it's a rainy day, so we got to bring the energy here.
Bring it up. Yeah, it is pouring outside. Saw two accidents on the way to work today. So drive safe. But yes, we are going to bring the energy this morning. We have to.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, so personal best. I'll go first because I typically toss it to you.
Before we go into personal best, what are we talking about today?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. It's rainy.
I'm so excited for my personal best.
You've been wanting to talk about
your
personal best.
So we're talking about a DM that you received. So why don't you talk about the DM you received?
So what was the title of the episode we did? Either last or two episodes ago, specifically about avoiding the shiny object.
Yep.
Right? You know, staying in your lane, focusing on your bullseye, and avoiding the shiny object. And we got a couple messages, one of which an insurance agent reached out and said, hey, I've determined that my ideal client, my niche, is going to be pediatricians, specific type of doctor, and I don't really know where to start. How do I go about this? Where do I start? I've located it. I'm happy about it. I want to go all in, but what do I do now?
Yeah, and there's nothing worse that you can receive for a podcast that we're claiming as tactical for someone to reach out to us and say, can you be more tactical?
Right.
So we're going to solve that problem.
Yeah, right, exactly. Which we're pumped. I mean, those are the type of engagements we want to hear.
Yeah, exactly.
If you guys have further questions on anything, tell us, and we'll just do another episode on it.
Yeah, we're excited. So we're going to break down that pediatrician problem. So now, give me your personal best.
itching.
I already ruined it.
My personal best this past weekend, happened to be on the weekend, and Sadie's parents came in to Boston. We spent about 4 or 5 hours together, and I grilled for them. We had a really good meal, some steak, asparagus, corn on the cob.
On the grill?
On the grill.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was really good. Corn on the grill is just something special.
It is special. It is special. Have you ever had the elote, that Mexican corn, the Mexican street corn?
I don't think so.
Ooh. It's rare that I find a food object you haven't had.
Wow.
It's not very CrossFit approved. A lot of cheese, a lot of stuff like that. But
ooh, sounds really good.
Cojita? Is that it? Elote. Elote.
Oh, elote.
Elote, that's what it's called. Yeah, check it out.
Going back to Spanish.
Yeah, elote.
Couldn't resist.
I know, right? So how was the steak cooked? Was it?
Yeah, it was good. So, you know, we had three different ribeyes. Challenge with ribeye on the grill is fatty. And so
that's hard,
really fast. But medium rare for the most of the steaks, and then I just cut up the one for Sadie, threw back pieces on the grill and made it medium well, just to make sure that, you know, it was cooked through for her, which pains her because she likes medium rare steak, but
it's hard.
It's obviously something she has to do.
Yeah. Is that your most popular steak you grill?
No, typically it's a strip steak.
But they like ribeye?
No, they didn't have a strip steak at Whole Foods when I went there.
Oh.
So they were out completely of strip steak.
Oh.
Typically strip steak's the go-to.
Must be summer.
Yeah, it was like the first good grilling day in Massachusetts.
That's a good point. Well, cool.
Yeah.
And they just hung out, just kind of...
Just hung out. Yeah, they were doing the baby shower in Boston, and so at the apartment, and they actually, there's like the amenity space, and they wanted to come in and check it out and understand like kind of what we're going to do. So it was a good excuse to come in, and it was fun. It was nice.
It's cool.
All right. Personal highlight for you, bud.
Oh, my God. I want to talk about it more than even want to talk about the podcast. Personal highlight for me, I'm getting so excited that Mason loves puzzles. That's no secret. But Mason is becoming very obsessed with the solar system, which I was obsessed with as a kid. The solar system was like my big thing as a kid. Even my bar mitzvah, the theme was solar system, planet, space, whatever.
wasn't invited. We'll talk about that later.
No, I'll talk about that later. You were in Newton at the time or not? Yeah, you probably were.
I was in
were.
Middle school, yeah. Uh-huh. I should have been invited.
It's too bad. Almost everybody in Massachusetts was invited. Thanks, Dad. But so it was interesting because as he goes through it, he's building this puzzle that shows the moon, that shows the earth, that shows the sun. And he can relate to the fact that we live on earth, which I was like blown away about. Like I told him one time, I was like, Earth's where we live. And now like he walks around and he goes like, Dad, that's Earth. And like, he's like, I don't know. It's just, it's wild how quickly they absorb at that age.
Yeah.
He couldn't really say asteroid. I think that's a hard word for kids to say.
Yeah.
And so he calls those things rocks. And he
which
couldn't.
Which is, I mean, kind of true.
Yeah, it's similar.
They're
it's a good
rocks.
Synonym. It's like saying venti is 20. And he get the best one, though, is he tries to say Jupiter, and he says poopiter. So every time we name Jupiter, I point to it, and I start laughing. And then he looks at me and doesn't even try to do a J. He just goes right to the poop. It's poopiter.
So now he knows it's not right, but he's going to stick with it.
It's a giant dump out in space.
How long does that stick with him? How long is he going to call it poopiter? At least a few more years?
At least till he's 12.
Yeah, at least he's 12. Yeah. Question, why was the solar system so entertaining for you when you were younger?
I don't know. Neither of my sisters were into it. I actually have no idea. I'd have to ask my mom or dad. Yeah. I just got so into it. I loved... I wasn't a huge reader as a kid, but I remember just like puzzles and shows, and I just love space. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something bigger.
It's interesting. Yeah. It's very, it's a different podcast, but we can go
it
into
it. Still
that,
creeps right? me out.
It's crazy how large, how infinitely large that outer space is.
Pop quiz. Are there aliens? Are there other extraterrestrial life or not?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. Curious. Yeah. Curious. Yeah. There's.
Do they fly or stay on their own planet?
I think both. Yeah. And there are planets with aliens that don't fly, and there's plenty of planets with aliens that fly.
Mm-hmm.
It just so happened that those flying aliens haven't come across Earth yet. Mm. Or maybe they have.
Mm. Maybe they're in Poopiter.
Maybe they're in Poopiter.
All right, back to pediatricians. So thank you for the DM. Couldn't agree with Matt more. I think this is a great topic to go deeper on. How to focus on the bullseye, how to avoid the shiny object, how to go in with pediatricians, right? And pediatricians, obviously, near and dear to my heart. I know them well. You're knowing them well right now and getting to know a lot more of them soon.
Mm-hmm.
Some weekly, monthly appointments you're going to be looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
So they determine that their ideal client is pediatricians. Now, the very first thing we got to figure out after we determine the pediatrician is what?
What is their problem?
Bingo.
Yeah, I think that... Before, and you know, we're not going to dive in and pretend that we know everything about pediatricians today. We're going to make some assumptions, but the key is more the structure of how to go about attacking this niche, not about getting it perfect right now, but knowing what their problem is a necessary first step before you can run towards a solution, run towards value.
Yeah.
And so finding out what their problem is.
Yeah, because pediatricians around the world don't care that you want to insure them.
Exactly.
They don't care one bit.
Yeah.
And I think that's where you and I find the biggest problem with most of our clients is they say that they want to do something, but nobody cares that they want to do it.
Right.
So we're going to go through about a 5 or 6 step process how to figure that. But the very first one, like you said, is you just got to figure out what their problem is, right? You likely have insured a pediatrician or two. What's a good way to do that then? How do you find out what their problem is?
Yeah, I mean, I think first off is the same way we would locate any type of partner, any type of profession. You could use social media. You could ask friends and family. You probably know a ton of people that have their go-to pediatrician. And forget about trying to insure that person. Like, don't go towards that at all. We are so early in the stage. But ask your best friend or ask your family member, or if you go to the pediatrician that you already use, whatever it may be, and ask them, like, hey, I love 15, 20, 30 minutes of your time. I want to learn more about your business, and I have some questions to talk to you about.
Yep.
And go at them with an interview style. Like, they're gonna. No one's asking them for that.
Yep.
No pediatrician's getting that type of interview.
Good. Use your natural network, or other option, using the exact same strategy, is use a client you have. Do the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, just talk about their problem. And it's okay you didn't do it in the beginning. That's okay. Doesn't matter. They're going to be happy to talk about themselves, right?
Yeah.
They don't care.
Yeah.
Buy them coffee, bring them lunch, or just write them an email. Figure out what their problem is. Rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat. This could take 2 months to 6 months, right? This could take some time.
Don't rush this.
No.
This is like the most important thing, because what if you get it wrong?
Oh, yeah. And spoiler alert, as I always say, the answer is not what you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you go into thinking you have the pediatrician solved, you are not a pediatrician. You do not own that shop. Well, actually, if you do, this is brilliant. but you do not, you don't know.
Yeah.
And so you need, what, 5, 10, 15, 20 pediatricians to tell you?
Yeah, at least five. At least five. And asking those five people the exact same 10 or 12 questions, whatever it might be, to dive deep into their business. And it's the same thing we do when we network. Mm-hmm. And we're just trying to locate, figure out, like, what is it? What are their pain points? What are we? What could we potentially run towards as value offerings in the future?
Agreed. All right, so we figured out their problem. You'll get some feedback on that. And the next step we'd like to talk about is how to make yourself the authority in that realm, in the pediatrician realm. A very, very simple way to do this is just to make a landing page. Like, this is an incredible, we don't have to overthink this. We don't want to completely change our agency yet because we haven't really rolled anything out yet. But make a nice landing page, like pediatricianinsurance.com or something where it's just like very, very basic where you can start.
Should I go get that?
Yeah, I'll type in GoDaddy while you're doing this. Yeah,
we're talking. By the time they hear this, it'll already be, and then they'll purchase it from us?
Yes.
Oh, I love this. Then
we won't have to look for sponsors for the podcast.
Oh, that is brilliant. We just figured out how to make $300 or $400
every
episode.
Maybe it's like pediashare.com.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Ooh.
That's another website. We're going to be buying websites until we're broke.
A lot of pediatrician websites.
So now that isn't the only way to establish an authority. Yeah. But again, nobody wants to hear Matters Act say, we are the best at insuring pediatricians yet.
Right.
It's small, basic steps.
Yeah. And I think being careful with the language and choosing which words you use, because, it's safe and okay to say my main focus is pediatricians. Like, I really, like, my bullseye is to insure and work with pediatricians. Now, if you only work with one or two at that point, it's okay. You're still declaring and claiming that this is the direction you're headed in, which is one way to strengthen your authority in the position.
Yeah.
You know?
I like it. It's we don't have to overcomplicate this, right? It's take a couple steps towards it that don't change the entire agency. That's all.
Yeah.
And so we've declared it's an authority, and we figure out the problem. We've called ourselves an industry leader in insuring pediatricians. Now we got to solve that problem, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think solving the problem also allows you to declare yourself a little bit more as the authority. It builds a little bit more credibility. Mm. We've talked to a lot of agency clients in the past, and once they've determined their niche and they've done a lot of research and interviews and they figure out the problem within that niche, creating the solve is to simply take steps towards helping those pain points go away.
Mm.
And it could be a PDF of a program that you run, a three-step program you do for a specific type of client.
Mm.
Pediatricians, maybe they have one major problem related to costs associated with something, right? You go through a three-step process to reduce those costs, whatever it might be.
Mm.
But putting something on paper and having something formal, quote-unquote formal, is just going to make you that much more of a credible source.
Mm. Yeah. And we don't have to reinvent the wheel. It could be a specific... it could be a specific insurance market, like that isn't very available to most pediatricians that you maybe have not exclusive access to, maybe one of the few access to it. Love that solve, but I think it should go more towards your insurance agency and less towards we're going to solve an existing business problem for pediatricians. Because it's like, how deep are you going to really solve their problem unless you can... Maybe you have a ton of time to do that, but we should be really focusing our insurance agency on how we're solving the existing problem that pediatricians are having, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think one of the simple things that, to relate it to real estate is, we looked at back in the day, realtors' major issue was around flood insurance, right? And flood insurance was a major, major problem. Flood insurance is something that we offer, but really it's their access to figuring out if houses were in flood zones and how much it was going to cost. So giving them a resource to allow them to quickly determine if properties were in flood zones and how much it was going to cost is an indirect way of adding a lot of value. Same thing to having a specific insurance product or a resource available to pediatricians.
Yeah, so for pediatricians, we got to figure out what the solve is. We just got to figure out how do you position your agency uniquely to pediatricians. And I don't see many insurance agencies doing it, so we don't have to get overly creative, because the next step is really key. Now that we've figured out the solve, we have to go back to these pediatricians we already met with and test it.
Mm-hmm.
Is this helpful? Again, you're not asking specifically for their business per se.
Please don't.
No.
They'll give it to you, for the record. Most of them will.
I've met, because you're almost closing a story loop here. I've met with you, I've asked a lot of questions. Based on your questions, what do you think of X?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And if they say, this is amazing, this is the next step in this, you ask, who should I be meeting with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who would be, probably don't want the actual pediatrician. Mm-hmm. That's going to be really difficult. Yeah. You probably want some other gatekeeper, right?
Yeah, maybe the decision maker. But mm-hmm. I mean, going back to what you just said, I think it's really important. You will be the only insurance agent in that pediatrician's life, in that entire 30 or 40 year career, to have ever gone to them and say, hey, I've got some questions. I want to learn more about what your pains are and understand your business a little bit better. Oh, by the way, I'm going to take what you gave me and go create a solution. I'm going to come back and review with you, see if it helps.
True.
And then to actually come through and execute and come back and meet with them, like, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Right? No one's ever going to do that in their world.
No way.
They might run into one insurance agent that actually talks to them about something, but they're going to be going to them about insurance.
And they're
going to
give you feedback right away, like, that sucks or that's a huge solve. But if there's no in between, there's no, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Right? It's either great or it's nothing. And you continue to do R&D and make it great. But right when you know it's great, they're going to introduce you to all their friends.
Yeah.
They all know each other, right?
Yeah.
It's pediatricians.
Yeah.
They got to hang out with other pediatricians.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Talk about that weird rash that a kid had or something. I don't know. I don't know what they're talking about.
I have no idea. I'd love to be flat in the wall, though.
Oh, God. Sometimes I wouldn't. So pediatricians are going to refer the pediatricians. Who should you be meeting with to get this done? So now, go all the way back around. We've figured out the problem. We have demonstrated the fact that we can solve, we help all pediatricians. We figured out the solve. We've met with the pediatricians. They have agreed this is a solve. We figure out who we got to be meeting with. Now what do we do?
Well, I think it's important to then go upstream and figure out exactly who could refer you to more and direct referrals from one source to pediatricians. Because you've used clients to get introductions, you've maybe used friends and family to make those introductions, but that was really like your interview phase to determine what product and solution you could offer to reduce their pain. But now it's like, okay, how do I create a funnel? Mm. How do I create repeated referrals coming in from trusted sources?
Yep.
And this is the fun part. I mean, this is really fun part because now you're giddy. You should be giddy because you're sitting on a gold mine. You figured out how to create a program that reduces their biggest pain point.
You've got the hardest part solved.
Hardest part.
Yeah.
Now it's just going upstream. Who influences pediatricians? And we could go on for days.
Yeah.
But any other doctor that has a specialty that doesn't do pediatrics?
Refers.
Awesome, right? If they have a family, if they have any practice at all, and someone comes to them and say, hey, I have a child, who should I talk to? They're going to have a go-to pediatrician.
I just figured to myself, if you've really created a solve for pediatricians, you could literally Google tax accountant for pediatricians, find the best one in your area. There's got to be somebody.
Yeah.
Go meet with that person, show them the solve that you've created for pediatricians.
Yeah.
It's like, just keep doing that with every profession over and over.
Yeah.
Pediatricians need a ton of different resources and ton of different help, right?
And there's a lot of specialty, services offered to them. You could find someone who just does malpractice insurance. You could find someone who sells medical devices to them. Right?
Very true.
You could find specialty. As you called it, accounting, but it could be bookkeeping. It could be whatever services they use.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's software that pediatrics have.
There's got to be someone that sells them the gloves.
The blue gloves?
I guess. But yeah, you keep rinse repeating, and no answer is too far fetched. People work with these people. They operate. They're business owners themselves. They have to do certain things. It could be a marketing company. It could be anything.
Yeah.
They have to do what they have
to
do.
And there's probably an association, and we know there's associations for dentists, doctors, et cetera, both national and state level.
There's got to be a pediatrician
association. There's got to be pediatricians, right? There's maybe Facebook groups that are specific for pediatricians. And once you have this piece, your name and the news about you is going to fly because no one else in your field is doing this.
PediaSure is taking off.
PediaSure.com.
Yeah.
But like this method, we picked pediatricians because that was the question that we receive. It could be any.
Yeah.
This is rinse and repeats.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Yeah. And this podcast specifically focused on pediatricians. And we've gotten this far. Now we need to develop the weekly objectives in order to make habits and repeatable behavior. Right?
Exactly.
And so we've figured out now, let's just say tax accountants are the absolute best 100% to refer pediatricians for some odd reason, okay? you need to be doing weekly objectives on how to meet with new tax accountants every single week. Mm-hmm. You need to keep going and keep meeting with these people because you have the golden ticket. You're Willy Wonka. You've gotten this far, right? You've done everything possible to help these people. You got to tell the world now.
Yeah.
You got to do it.
God forbid you don't. I mean, it'd be like being an Olympic sprinter and training for 4 years, and then the morning of, you don't wake up and show up for the start line. I mean, it's like you've prepared your entire you know, time. You've spent probably 6 to 12 months on this, interviewing, figuring out problems, building the solutions. Mm. You've even determined who could refer them and probably reached out and made some connections.
Yeah, it's your job to solve this problem. And that's it. I mean, that is 5-6 steps? Mm-hmm. It's not a ton, but this might take a full year.
Yeah.
And that's where people won't do it.
Exactly.
They'll see this and they'll say, that's one full year. What can I do right now?
What can I do to turn on leads tomorrow?
Yeah, and in the next 10 days, what you can do is make it a repeatable behavior where you solve the first one. You try to figure out what the problem is. You take 10 days, set up 10 meetings with 10 different pediatricians. Not necessarily have them. Get 10 meetings, 10 days. It's not that hard. There's probably 15 pediatricians just in our small town we're sitting in right now.
Yeah.
It's 11,000 people. There's probably 10 pediatricians.
Yeah.
This isn't that difficult. Heaven forbid you're in a city.
Yeah.
This is probably very easy.
This process is easier once you've declared to the world that this is all you're going to do.
Sure.
Because then you've almost your pot committed and there's a public accountability on your word. So once you've determined what your specialty is, what your niche is, what you're going to focus on, make sure everyone knows about it. It'll hold you more accountable. And that last piece, develop weekly objectives. So we've talked about it before, but make sure that you have a certain number of meetings set up every single week and just build it in. Have some accountability partner. If it's just a solo practitioner, and have an accountability partner to work with.
It's that easy. And then dominate pediatricians.
Pediasure.com.
Pediasure.com will not be bought today, but it might be bought by Monday. And it can be sold to any of you for a dollar more than we pay for it.
Wow, that's a good business model.
Yeah, except if it's a high demand website, it might be more. Disclaimer.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, venti maybe?
Venti maybe. 20 down.
20 down. Bottle on.
Bottle on.